I'm going to give to you for the presentation of the scholarship class of 2008, such as are here, the chairman of that committee, Ray Wayne.
Oh, sorry. I was trying to do an impression of the Mets.
Joking.
What's this last day of the season thing lately?
It's not conflicting with the World Series anymore.
That's right. At this point, I wouldn't even worry about it. We have. Okay. The first thing. I just found this gavel, so I'll use it. The first thing is, first thing I want to say is I missed last year's convention because I was ill and I could barely move. And I really think the thing I missed most is meeting the scholarship winners and spending time with the scholarship winners and giving these presentations. And I hear that you guys did a great job, Mike did a great job, and the rest of the committee did a great job last year, and we had a very good class. And I'm sorry that I wasn't there. I'm glad that I am here now. The first thing I want to do is I'm going to recite the names of the members of the scholarship committee. And if you guys could, like, when I say your name, give a shout or something so that the winners know where you are, because I want you guys to sort of match up and make sure that each winner is sitting with somebody on the committee. All right, the members of the scholarship committee are Kate Mendez. Say, are you here, Kate? Kate's not here either. She's with Craig and Herman. Okay. Charlie Richardson.
Here.
Okay. Can you get, okay, you're, okay, Charlie's in the front seat. Can you, you're going to the student lunch, right? Okay. Can you, you and Christine get, Christine, you're here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you and Charlie get together in the morning and stick together through lunch. Romeo Edmead? Okay. A little farther from the front, right? Okay, all right. Yeah, all right, so why don't you and Herman, yeah, get together. And we'll do it the other way this afternoon. Mike Robinson, I should say. Mike Robinson, are you? Okay. Well, you guys all know who Mike is, yeah, I know. Mindy Jacobson?
I'm here, though.
Mindy is sitting
right
to.
My mouth, you're here.
Okay, I think I've got everybody. Right, who's in the room? Katie, you're here? Christine, you're here?
Yeah.
Craig? No. Herman? Okay, I'll take them in alphabetical order. Christine, and then Katie, to just come up, and then hopefully Craig and Herman, to just come up and say hello to the group. Tell us a little about yourself. I'm sorry? Okay. Come over where I am. Come over where I am. Okay. Right where I am. Okay, and then the mic is here.
Awesome.
This is Christine Bartimol. I hope I pronounced that correctly.
You did. What do I say?
Take a minute or two, yeah. Just whatever you care to say.
Okay. Well, my name is Christine Bartimo. I'm a freshman at Franciscan University of Steubenville. This was my dream school. I've always wanted to go to this school. It's right up my alley in that it's extremely religious, there's a music program, and there's a counseling program. So it's right up my alley, and I absolutely love it at this school. And I just wanted to thank everyone here, the National Federation of the Blind in New York, who has really supported me and who has really helped me throughout the years. And I want to thank you also for the scholarship, because that will always come in handy. So I just wanted to say thank you, and that I will definitely enjoy myself at Franciscan University. Just real quick, I would like to go into counseling and hopefully massage therapy and somehow music woven in between there. So this scholarship will really, really help. So thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, if I may interrupt for a second. Go ahead. I want to insert a story about Christine. I spoke with Christine on the phone back in the spring sometime. And she passed a story on to me that I really think deserves mention, because it's really a rare occurrence. We are all familiar with the concept and the law that textbooks should be available to blind students on time when the other students in the class are getting their textbooks. We're all familiar that's the law nationally, it's the law in our state. But as most parents of blind children know, and as most of us who were students know, it's not always the reality. Well, Christine was in high school. I don't know whether it was sophomore, junior, senior, it's not important. But she was in high school, and as expected, her books in a particular class did not arrive on time. And what happened as a result of that is that the teacher held back the print books for the sighted students until Christine's books arrived. And read aloud from the print book to the class on a daily basis until Christine's books arrived, and then all the books were given to the class. I think that teacher deserves an award, too.
Our next winner, a lot of you have met before. We have a national scholarship program, and we have a thing when a person wins for the second time, that the person is referred to as a Tenbrook Fellow in memory of Jacobus Tenbrook, who was the first president of the National Federation of the Blind. It occurred to me that I asked Carl, of course, because I wasn't even born then, but I asked Carl who the first president of the National Federation of the Blind of New York State was, and he said it was Tony Parisi. Is that correct? Okay, Laura confirms that. So I guess the next scholarship winner we could refer to as a Parisi Fellow. Tony Parisi, I never knew either Dr. Tenbrook or Tony Parisi, but the quote attributed to Tony Parisi, which is interesting because our next scholarship winner is going into international relations, but the quote most frequently attributed to Tony Parisi was something like, "I'm Tony Parisi and I'm here to debatable anything debatable. I'm here to debate anything debatable." Didn't quite work. So it didn't work, but that was Tony. So without further ado, here's Katie Carroll, who's our Parisi Fellow for this year.
Hi, good morning, everyone. I'm Katie, or Cade. I respond to most, I guess, mutations of Catherine. I'm really happy to be here, and I would really like to thank, I'd just like to start off by thanking everyone here. It's true, I do know a lot of you, and everyone that I've met from the New York affiliate has been really encouraging and supportive of me. One person in particular that I'm thinking of and is not here right now is Kate Mendez, who encouraged me to apply for a national scholarship, and because of her, I ended up in Dallas in the summer. And actually, I think some of you from New York, I actually had to go all the way out to Dallas to meet, so I thought that was pretty cool. And also thank you very much to the scholarship committee for all the hard work that you do, and for this wonderful scholarship, which is going to be very helpful. I'm a student at American University. I'm a junior, and I'm studying international studies, minoring in physics. I was planning on double majoring in physics, but it turns out I don't really have time. But throughout the rest of my time at American, I'll be kind of focusing on that. particular passion of mine. I'll be taking a lot of physics classes because I think I'd like to study that in grad school. And I will be studying abroad in France in the spring. I'm leaving in January. So, again, thank you all very much for all your support and encouragement.
Thank you, Katie. Who was? Okay. Who did I? Romeo. Oh. Oh. Okay. Okay, next is, well, Craig is up now. I was going to do him alphabetically anyway. Craig, you here? Okay, come on up. Craig, the next is Craig Eckhart, who I think is known to most of us. But not to everybody.
Good morning. Hello, my name is Craig. I am known to many people, specifically in New York City. I live in Brooklyn, so I'm part of the New York City chapter. And I'm a graduate student at Hunter College in the city, Manhattan specifically. And I'm studying blind rehabilitation with an emphasis in orientation and mobility, which I got my first taste of that, teaching that, in Colorado when I attended the Colorado Center for the Blind, one of the NFB training centers. So thanks to them, I found a career choice. So I am in my second year there. Hopefully we'll be done within a year, and then I'll be teaching O&M to blind and visually impaired in New York City or wherever I'm needed. So thanks for the scholarship committee for selecting me, and you know, I really appreciate being a part of this organization. You guys have definitely, you know, whether it's New York, Colorado, national, I've definitely found a lot of support, and so appreciate that. Thank you.
Did we find Herman? Oh, is Herman here? Herman? Say something. Okay, up here. Next is Herman Furman.
I'm right here. Where do I go? Right. Oh, podium. Okay. Hello. I'm not used to everything being on time, so this is cool. I am Herman Furman. It's unfortunately a real name. You might want to forget it by the end of this whole thing. I'm here to bring down as much property value as I possibly can. I think I'm doing pretty good. I have to say that you're not as scary as I heard you are, so you have to try a little harder. I am a complete and utter newbie to this thing, so be gentle to me, please. And but this is actually a lot of fun. The scholarship was a complete and utter surprise to me. See, I've been calling Ray for the last couple of months to complain about the commission, so I thought he would just wanted to hear some more, and that's not why he called me. So I wanted to thank him, thank whoever voted on my story, on my essay, which is about urinating on myself. I just had to share that with everybody. I have no problems with Ray reading it or telling people about it, because it's kind of amusing, and it was an epiphany for me about 2 years ago when I first went to school. I'm studying studio production, which all that really means is that I try to make people sound better than they really sound, and that's what I do. And I'm a sophomore. There's hope for you. Okay, that's cool. And I'm a sophomore. We'll be graduating in 2 years, and the commission has taught me to take my sweet time. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to take my sweet time. Thank you so much, everyone.
All right, good. Okay, Herman, you stick with Romeo for Romeo, say something. Okay, so you guys stick together. Christine, you're with, I forgot her, Charlie. Okay, and Katie, you're with? With, or is Kate in the room? Yeah, no, I guess not. All right. And then Herman, you come with me to lunch. And well, you guys, okay, there's going to be a student, there are going to be two lunches. There's going to be a student lunch, which I assume all the scholarship winners, I would like all the scholarship winners to go to, and I'd like you to introduce yourself at those lunches also, at that lunch also. There's also going to be a guide dog lunch, which I don't know, Herman, if you want to go. You're the only guide dog who's, if you want to lunch hop, I'm actually going to give a presentation there, at least so far as I know I am. So if you want to hop over there with me, you can do that. But scholarship committee members and all the rest of you get to know the scholarship winners during the course of the day. And we'll make sure you get paired with somebody at the beginning of the afternoon session also. Again, I want to thank Carl for appointing me to continue to chair the scholarship committee. It's one of the more fun things I do in the organization.